I think this is probably the most corrupt administration this country have had in many, many years, and I'm here to voice my discontent with it.
My name is Kevin Adams. I'm part of the SEIU USWW, that's United Service Workers. Our union is janitors, security, airport workers, like, you know, the screeners. We have workers that work at Dodger Stadium.
What got you out particularly today on this No Kings Day?
Okay, well, you know, one, we're against Trump. Okay, we're against, you know, we're for people, not for tyranny, okay? One thing about the situation is we're here to work, okay? Trump is supposed to be in office working. He's not working for us. I don't know who he's working for, you know? He's supposed to be getting money for us. I think the money's going into his pocket, but we need a better contract. This country needs to be taken care of, okay? The situation with ICE and everything like that, I tell my members, I tell the people, if they're coming for the immigrants right now, they're going to come for the national immigrants. Then they're going to come for any people that are of any different shades and colors, okay? This is an extinction event, okay?
We work hard for a living, but yet we get paid for pennies. You know, rich are getting richer, poor are getting poorer, and it's not fair. And all of us coming together, we have to fight for our rights. We have to live for a better living.
Dignity.
And dignity. So that's why I think we're all here gathered today. You know, it's freedom, justice, and the American way.
Well, tell us what got you out here today particularly.
Well, I've been demonstrating in San Francisco since the 1960s, but particularly right now, fascism is on the rise, and we just have to fight back.
We are in a country that's being run by a criminal, and we have to protest against that.
I think because students are the future, and what's happening is going to impact us, and yeah.
What's going on is not okay. It's dehumanization, it's terrorist behavior, and I myself come from a Latina family. It's not okay what's happening. I have family who is scared and isn't safe, and I'm here to speak up for them.
It's really not okay. I have friends who were stopped by ICE, even though they're like totally citizens, and there's no way to stop it other than to get out here and tell them to stop.